Here's a sport that's not in the Olympics. Not yet, anyway. It's kind of like playing checkers and then getting kung fu kicked in the head. Welcome to chess boxing. Chess as in knight takes rook, boxing as in Mike Tyson. A perfect combination, it seems, for this week's Sideways Glance. From Spain, here's the world's Jerry Haddon with a story that will definitely make you look twice.
Chess boxing is, well, it's insane. Ding, round one. 4 minutes of chess. Round two, punch the lights out of the guy in front of you. Round three, sit down again, your own bell rung, and try to remember where you left your rook, and so on for 11 rounds.
Bueno, tienes que estar muy concentrado siempre.
You have to be focused. Keep the two sports separate.
That's Jonathan Rodriguez, near world champ.
Como cuando en el boxeo sufres, también tienes que ser capaz de estar frío mentalmente. Pues,
in boxing, when you suffer, you have to be mentally cold. It's the same in chess. When you sit down at the board, your pulse drops following the physical exertion of the fight. But actually, it spikes again as you play because chess is stressful. These two sports have a lot in common. The big difference is that chess doesn't hurt.
Rodriguez is training at the gym. 3 to 4 hours of... and at least two more at the chessboard. Rodriguez says when he was growing up, he didn't even like chess.
My older brother taught me when I was a kid. I got turned off from chess because he was constantly making me play with him.
And his brother was better. And that's the thing about Rodriguez. He's not great at chess, not a master anyway. At boxing, well, he's pretty good. But as an amateur, he didn't make the Olympic team. He's lost his only two professional bouts to date. But when he combines the two sports, it's like he transforms, becomes more than their sum, becomes world class.
If you're quite good in a couple of sports, you still might never become a champion either. But joining these two might just be the combination I'm looking for. Like a sprinter who's good at the 100 meter and the 200 meter, his optimal race might be somewhere in between.
Rodriguez is 2-0 at his new game, and last fall he qualified in a tournament in Germany to compete in chess boxing's annual world championships. At the Moscow tourney in November, Rodriguez made it to the finals.
They were mostly Germans and Russians. I was the special one, the Spaniard. In international sport, we're known for other things.
Like hoops and soccer, Rodriguez lost the championship match on points. He didn't hit the mat, he didn't lose his king. And he didn't lose his head, switching back and forth from the mental to the physical.
Rompes un poco el tópico del ajedrecista, que es el friki que está en casa, que no sale del tablero, y el boxeador.
We're helping to break the stereotypes here, that the chess player is the weirdo at home who never leaves his chessboard, and the boxer is the aggressive one going around smashing faces. In all aspects of life, you have to be quite cerebral. That goes for chess and for boxing. You have to be able to make decisions, be in your head.
Boxing isn't just for meatheads. Chess isn't just for brainiacs. Mix the two. You'll see. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, León, Spain.
And it's a right hook to the jaw and a rook to b3. We've got a great video of chess boxing in action. That's at PRI.org. And if boxing or chess isn't your thing, how about mixing backgammon and dance? Just asking. In any event, we'll leave you with new music from Spain just released today. The group is Jarabe de Palo. We'll dance out to the title track, Somos. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. We're back tomorrow.
La tierra enferma y tú con ella, bro. Mira, el hombre arrasa con todo lo que le dio. Digo paz, verdad, justicia, libertad. Digo amor, respeto, conciencia, dignidad. Mira, somos lo que somos, no lo que queremos. Patrones, esclavos humanos, imperfectos.